This is going to make me sound like a huge hipster, but a few months ago, I went to an experimental jazz show at a record store in Winooski. And so when I showed up with a couple friends of mine, we walked into the room. The opening act had already started. And what we walked into was a man behind the counter at this record store playing wildlife recordings from a tape recorder. This is the sound of bullfrogs and loons, recorded by Burlington-based musician and field recordist Ren Kitts.
And this kind of thing is, of course, very much in alignment with what we do here on the show every Wednesday, where we play wildlife sounds that were recorded by people who listen to the show.
And so we reached out to Ren to see if he would talk to us about what he does as a field recordist. And so on a very cold morning, we met him at one of his favorite sonic environments, the shore of Lake Champlain.
For the uninitiated, can you explain what a field recordist is? What do you do?
For me, it looks like using analog tape recorder and microphone and going out into nature and recording the sounds that are around me. For many, a field recording can really be anywhere. It doesn't have to be in nature. Nature is where I've been gravitating towards in the past several years, recording natural sounds, but field recordings really refers to just what it sounds like, recording, quote unquote, in the field.
How did you get into field recording? How did you sort of find your way there?
Starting from the beginning, when I moved to Vermont close to 12 years ago now, I had a small tape recorder that I would record musical ideas with, and it wound up in my pocket a lot of the times. And just going through my day, thinking of the recorder as almost a camera in my pocket. You know, when you hold a camera and you walk around and you start seeing pictures, it was the same for me with recording.
What is it like when you're listening? Like, what is that like in your mind, in your body, when you are recording in the field?
I'm not a hunter at all, by any means, but I recently was thinking about it similarly to hunting, as I have a hunter friend, and he was describing to me the practice of going out really early in the morning and sitting in one spot for many hours. And even if nothing comes, the experience of sitting there was a peaceful time. Recording can be like that for me. I will go to a swamp or the water's edge of a pond and sit for sometimes hours waiting for something that I've heard in the past. It's once the sounds start happening that, like, multiple buttons need to be pushed and worry that something's going to go wrong, or the wind gusts and bursts a big pop on your recording or what have you. That's the part that can be kind of technically stressful, but still fun.
What do you listen for? What are you sort of keeping your ear open for as we let this propane...
I listen for the suburban propane truck. Well, it's kind of a funny sound to be passing by, but I mean, it all starts from there. Not so much the suburban propane truck that's passing by right now, but just from the music that's all around us all the time. And if you stop and close your eyes and really focus on what's going on, even behind the backing up sound of the suburban propane truck, there's probably quite a plethora of things that we can hear. Right now, on the shore of Lake Champlain, you probably hear wind rumbling through the trees. If you listen, there was a leaf that just rustled by. The waves I know are behind us, and so if I focus, I might be able to hear those. As you might imagine, when you put yourself in an environment where there's lots of different lots of different sounds. It's an exciting experience. You start hearing things more and focusing very, very particularly on what you're hearing.
Part of this is, so we do this like little segment called Wildlife Wednesday, which was like the impetus for this. And we have people submit their wildlife recordings, often, you know, something on an iPhone or something. I wonder if you have tips for people when they're going out and what they might listen for, how they might approach finding sounds in the wild.
Sure. I can just kind of say what I like to do, which is really just remember that I have a recording device with me, and that sometimes helps me to open my ears more to what's around me. Sitting in one place is not the worst thing to do. Things tend to arrive, and being patient is similar to birding, you know, or like when you sit in one place and you see the most. Sometimes if you sit in one place, you hear the most, focusing in. And just remember that you don't always get something. And, you know, even if you have one good sound recorded for every 10 times going out walking with a recorder, that's a huge success. There's always fun to be had just out in nature.
Should we go over
to the lake? Yeah,
sure.
Sure.
I kind of love that the truck showed up.
I did too.
I have to be honest, I like that the truck showed up.
Yeah. And look at this Adirondack chair. Maybe someone's been coming down here with their field recorder and sitting in that Adirondack chair.